Haftarah of Parshas Emor. In the Haftarah, the Navi tells us, towards the end of the Haftarah, Yecheskel says, V'reishis arisay seichem, titznu lakayin. The first of your dough, meaning taking a small piece out of the dough, lakayin, goes to the kayin, lahaniach beracha el beisecha. This is an order that you should bring bracha into your home. Now everybody knows already from Chumash and Parsha Shlach that there is a mitzvah of giving challah to the kohen. But Yecheskel teaches us an additional factor, and he says that the mitzvah of challah is lahaniach bracha el beisecha, brings bracha into one house. Lahaniach, it settles. Rashi says it means it settles. It helps settle bracha into the house. What does it mean when bracha is settled? And what exactly is the function of challah? How is that taking care of that need? Well, the Torah already tells us, like we said, Reishis Arisay Seichem, challah. The beginning when you have a dough, challah is a small little, like a bilkel, a small little bun. Tarimu Truma, you should put aside to go to the kohen. But there's something over here, we're being told, how this will bring and settle bracha to the house. Well, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, in Parsha Shlach, in Mitzvah Shin Pehe, the Shairish, from the Shairish of the Mitzvah of Challah, the Fi, Shechiyusei Shal Adam Mamazonis, man lives off food. V'roi v'oilam yichyub alachem, and the most common basic food is bread. Ratza HaMokim Lezak Yiseinu Mitzvah Tamidus Belachmenu, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a mitzvah, which we can always be performing with bread. It's always there. It's something we're going to be encountering all the time. Kidei shetanuach bracha boi al yedei ha-mitzvah. This is the same words. The Chinuch for sure gets these words from the Haftarah. In order to settle bracha in the home, in the bread, in the food, unekabel baschus b'nafshenu, through the mitzvah, we're going to be getting bracha. So again, how exactly does this work? So the Chinuch finishes, by the way, and says, it comes out, ha'isa mazin laguf u mazin lenefesh. Bread takes care of your body. You need it to live. And actually, this is a very fundamental mitzvah which you need for your nefesh in order to have bracha. So let's learn together an idea from the Sfornoi in Parsha Shlach. In Parsha Shlach, most of the Parsha, or the more famous part of the Parsha, deals with the story of the Meraglim. And after the story of the Meraglim, there are a number of mitzvahs. The first mitzvah which we are told after the story of the Meraglim is the mitzvah of Nesachim. There is a mitzvah for an individual when he brings different korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash to not just bring the actual animal, but to bring along with the animal a nesach for the Mizbeach, yayin, shemen, mincha, and there's different amounts told and taught. If it's a keves, if it's an ayil, if it's a shar, how much oil, how much flour, how much wine. But this mitzvah is only taught to us for the individual's carbon in Parsha Shlach after the Chet Meraglim. And we would think this mitzvah belongs in Vayikra, where all the korbanos are. But the Torah feels important to only teach it to us over here after Meraglim. Rashi has a bit of a mahalach, doesn't really explain everything we want to discuss. After the mitzvah of the Nesachim, the next mitzvah the Torah discusses is the mitzvah of challah, hafrashas challah. It's the first time we're taught about hafrashas challah. So the Sfornoi has an amazing mahalach to explain. And he says that these mitzvahs were not necessary before the Chet of the Meraglim. Before the Chet of the Meraglim, says the Sfornoi, the world was a better place. And a carbon, specifically, would be Reach Nichayach, would be completely pleasant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Merutza to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem would find favor with the carbon without any extras. You didn't need any toppings on the carbon. You didn't need whipped cream and cherry. You didn't need any sauces. The plain carbon itself was acceptable and pleasant before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. You didn't need Nesachim. Says the Chinuch, after the chait of the Meraglim, Klai Yisrael's matzah fell. In order to bring a carbon to Reach Nichayach, something new started. They needed to have a Nesachim. They needed these extra things to make the carbon better. Originally, it wasn't necessary, but something changed. There was a drop in the matzah of Klai Yisrael. The Chinuch goes on with the same mahalach and says the same things with challah. Before the chait the maraglim, there was bracha everywhere. It wasn't necessary. L'haniach bracha el beisecha, dafka through a specific mitzvah. Klai Yisrael's lives in the midbar was a life of bracha. But when Klai Yisrael fell by the chait the maraglim, something changed. From that point on, they want to have bracha, they're going to have to do specific mitzvahs, which will bring bracha. Specifically, the mitzvah of challah brings bracha and settles bracha into the home. And other mitzvahs bring bracha into other aspects of life, into your work, into your this, into your that, but into the home, that happens through challah. But that's something that changed only after chait the maraglim became necessary, after the chait of the maraglim. And the Chinuch brings a riot to this. He says, we find the beginning of the story of Eliyahu HaNavi, when he first shows up in Malachim Aleph Yud Zayin, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go to a place called Sarfas, and which is next to Sidon, northern Eretz Yisrael, and to meet a woman there known as the Isha Tzarfatis, and she'll take care of him. And Eliyahu HaNavi comes to this woman. Later on, he does Chiyas HaMeisim to his son, like later on is done with Elisha to Elisha does to Isha Shonamas. This is earlier Isha Tzarfatis, and Eliyahu HaNavi meets this woman who has an only son, and he says, please, could you please give me some bread? And she says, I tell you, sir, I swear by Hashem, I only have a little bit flour and a drop of oil, enough to make a little bit bread for me and my son. And what does Eliyahu HaNavi say? Eliyahu HaNavi says, Vayomer le'Eliyahu, al tiri, fear not, boy asich idvarech. Let's just go do it. You have a little bit, make for you and your son, do it, no problem. Prepare the bread for your son. However, ach, asili misham uga katana varishaina v'hoit seisli. Please, from that bread which you prepare for you and your son, break off a little piece from the dough at the beginning and give it to me. V'loch v'livneich tasi b'acharein. And you and your son will eat the rest of it. But give me the chal of it. The Radak brings a shita. It might even work really well. Not just the mitzvah to the Navi, he was asking, because there's a tzad that says Eliyahu HaNavi was Pinchas, so he's a kai in Mamish. Continues Eliyahu HaNavi and says, Kichoy amar Hashem elokei Yisrael, kada kemach loy sichla. The little bit flour that you have will not cease. V'tzapachas Hashem elokei sachsar. Won't be lacking the oil. Ad yoyim teis Hashem geshem al pnei adama. Until in a few years down the run when there'll be plenty of rain and grain and bracha back in the world, but you will have bracha. So again, says this foreigner, you see that separating a challah as a mitzvah is a source and is a cause, a direct cause of bringing and settling bracha into the house. That's this foreigner. Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz, the great Mashkiach, explains that we can understand this foreigner much in a much greater and deeper level if we understand what bracha really is. We're accustomed to thinking that bracha is, you know, a little extra something in your life. Say, oh, I need a bracha, and you go to Rav, I'm having a bit of an issue. I want a bracha in my parnasa, a bracha in this, a bracha in a shidduch. It should go quicker, it should go easier, in gesund. So it's a misconception. And he brings psukim, which we're all familiar with, to prove that bracha is not an additional aspect. Bracha is what life really is. It is a state of life. It is a type of life. L'mashal, the Torah writes, Re'ei nasati lefonecha, es ha'chaim, es ha'maves, es ha'bracha, es ha'klala. The Torah writes, Re'ei anoich neisen lefnechem hayoim bracha uklala. Just like everybody has in front of them a choice of life or death, everyone has a choice in front of them of chaim and maves, toiv and ra. So you have in front of you, every human being has a choice in front of them of living a life of bracha or chas v'shalom, a life of klala. It's not an additional aspect. It's an absolute entire way of life. And he says that's what the Sforni is really saying. The Sforni is saying before the Chait HaMeraglim, Klai Yisrael lived in a different type of situation. Klai Yisrael, they would bring a carbon. It was just beautiful on its own. It would go straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they didn't even need specific mitzvahs to bring a bracha into their home or into other aspects of life because they were living a life of bracha. It was all wonderful. Rabbi Yeruchim brings a beautiful thing, a beautiful idea. It says in Shir Hashirim, Samchuni v'ashishois, Rabduni batapuchim, ki choylas ava ani. Shir Hashirim, capital Beis, at the beginning it says, the woman says, I'm feeling sick. Please, bring me out the smelling salts. bring me out the fresh apples so I can be revived from feeling weak and sick. So he says that a normal healthy person doesn't need smelling salts to be feeling good. They don't need the strong aromatic smell the sharp smell of apples to wake them up, because they're healthy and fine. It's only someone that's sick that needs these medicines and ailments to help them feel better. But if you're healthy, you don't need any of that stuff. And then he says, now if you take a look at farmers, this is how it was around Mir Yeshiva in Poland, a Geisha farmer, he says when he's healthy and strong, he's quite happy to have bread and water. Because when life is good, you bite into a good piece of bread, it's tasty. He doesn't need more than that. He doesn't need spreads. He doesn't need jams. He can enjoy and have a tasty meal with just simple things in life. Without basar v'dagim v'chol matamim. But someone who's sick, who can barely swallow and has no appetite, yeah, for that person you have to start inventing all different tricks and ways how to get him to eat something. To get him interested and even be able to swallow a morsel of bread. So you put this on it, you make this smell good. Here, come on, have a little bite. Try to make it taste interesting and look good. What does that say about our generation? How they have to have everything plated and their foods married. Shaduchim between, you know, the chicken and the sauce to go along to be able to eat something. So, Rabbi Ruchim says, it's a sign of sickness. It's a sign that there's something wrong. Until the Chayta Egel, until the Chayta Maraglim, which is what we're speaking about, Klal Yisrael, which is so close to that Kaddish Baruch Hu, it was fine, a simple carbon would suffice. Until the Chayta Maraglim, Klal Yisrael, we're living a state and a life of bracha. Like it says in the end of Sefer Vayikra, all the way at the end of next week's Parsha, it says, by the brachas and Bechukaisai, V'achaltem lachmachem l'saiva. You'll eat your bread and be satiated. And Rashi says, you'll eat a little bit and be filled. Nothing fancy. You'll just eat a little bit. It'll be like a little blow-up pill in your stomach. And you'll be completely good. By the Teichacha, it says, V'achaltem aloisis ba'u. You'll eat and eat and eat, and you won't be full. That's how it was before. It was either brach or klal. It was there in front of us. Just the way we lived with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, we stepped out, then it was klala. It was so simple. Such a simple, wonderful life. But after the downfall of the Meraglim, things changed. Now we need incentives or things to help us. Not just incentives. We need tricks to be able to bring bracha. We need to do mitzvahs in order to get back to the bracha, because we fell from the situation where we were before. And to get that bracha, to be deserving the bracha, specifically the brach in your home, you need the challah, the freshest challah. You need the uga ketana that Eliyahu Navi tells Isha Tzarfatis to do. From the mitzvah, that mitzvah will connect to your house and settle brach into your house and make that your home becomes a home of bracha. And every mitzvah has its feature, which is going to bring you towards to be able to get. Which means that all mitzvahs bring a certain type of bracha. That's how the world is today. Specifically challah, which is done from a staple mezonos of the house, like the Chinuch says. This staple food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an opportunity to go along and through this, just to bring a whole situation, that the home becomes a home, a bracha, a blessed home, as opposed to Chas HaShalom being an opposite kind of house. But Chas HaShalom, if someone doesn't do mitzvahs, turns away from mitzvahs, then he is going the other way, he's heading himself into an unblessed home. Chas v'shalom. So let Hashem, let us get close to Hashem, think about it, and before we step into any endeavor, always do a mitzvah. Try to find out what mitzvah is related to that upcoming endeavor, and that will be you're going somewhere. Let's say you're going on a trip. Let's say what mitzvah can you do that's connected to a trip? Figure something out. You do that mitzvah, then it will bring a bracha to your trip, because there is a need for us to go along and bring bracha in everything we do through lifting ourselves up in the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.